and welcome to episode 168 of Wing Sauce. I guess you can call it the Kane is coming to Hockey Town edition. That's the hot news coming into today's episode. Connor, how you doing? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk a lot about Kane, but just before we get into that, yeah, Thanksgiving was good. First time being back around family where we didn't have to drive a couple hours. So that was nice. Like you have to drive, you know, previously for the past however many years, we're living a couple hours away. You get there, you try to do both sides of the family. You have a dog, you have a kid. Like, where do you stay? Like, I don't know, just you can't bring anything really. So you feel like you're just eating a bunch of food that, you know, people made for you, which I guess a lot of people do, but still it's nice to like even bring something small. So we'd have to like go buy something and then it doesn't really feel homemade and whatever. So, so we got to do, we didn't have to deal with the back and forth all that much. We didn't have to do like, okay, well, after Thanksgiving, we're going to make the 2-hour drive back home at night when your kid's falling asleep and then try to do bedtime after that and everything. But we still had to, basically buy like store-bought things because if people remember listened from, the last time I had a house, I talked about a remodel. We are fully, fully in remodel phase without walls, without
Connor really likes remodel lights. Houses.
Yeah, yeah. I like the end result of remodeled houses.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of people can't, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't look down upon anybody that can't live in a house like this. I barely can do it. With a toddler, it makes it last time we didn't have that.
Right.
So right now you would laugh if you saw our main floor. It's basically, there's no, most of it's all covered flooring. Then there's not flooring in some areas. There's not insulation in some areas, but then there is electrical just got done. So we have lights down there.
Nice.
All these different things. So it's a
when's
huge,
the expected
huge
end
project.
Result?
Hopefully. So end result is like always tough because to answer your question, early January is what I think. But there's so many tiny little things that I think we'll be in really good shape by like the last 2 weeks of December. So like end of December, it'll look and feel like a house. And there may be some things where we just need to, you know, finish a couple things here and there, but I think we'll be in really good shape end of December, even next week when we start, like we have all of our inspections. So, plumbing, mechanical, electrical, we have flooring getting in, like all the inspections are happening this week. So right now everything has to stay in the rough. So we can't do any drywalling or anything, which really is a huge, that's like when it starts to feel like you're
finished.
Making progress. Yeah. Like you don't see like open walls with wood, right? Yeah. And you start to see like actually drywall and then you can bring cabinets in. And then, so I think floor is going in next week and then we hopefully next week can start drywalling. So that'll be a big, big change. Like there's probably three big changes. It's the first one is when you take down all the wall, like we're doing a, you know, a load bearing wall, like probably three or four walls that we took out. So when that was all taken out and open, like that's change number one, like, wow, that's such a big difference. Now change number two is like, okay, well, we got flooring and drywall. Change number three will be when you have the cabinets and really like the countertops, I feel like are the big one. So, because then you can start doing sink and the faucet and like it all ties in. So
that's when it becomes, you're right. That's when honestly becomes more of like a like real, if you will. It's like, oh, okay, you know, starting to form and what have you. So are you just doing the kitchen and the main floor, or are you doing the whole entire house?
Well, so the way the the way the kitchen. So it's a not a ranch. So there is an upstairs and I know ranches have basements, but like we have a basement as well. So we're not doing the upstairs in the basement. The way the kitchen was, it was pretty small. And then it had a dining room. It had a living room, the family room area, like none of it had lights over top because we're making the kitchen probably 3-ish times bigger. It just so happens that it's basically going to be the entire main floor.
Oh, nice.
And then, you know, we're not really doing too much on the other side of the main floor, but I still group it in there because we're adding lights. We're redoing that. We're sanding down the flooring, restaining it.
Yeah.
So there's still going to be a little bit,
little but things,
just but like half the first floor.
Yeah. That's nice though. That's exciting. Yeah. So it's exciting getting stuff like that done. Once it's completed, you'll be like, ah, thank you.
Yeah. It's just been crazy with, you know, literally if you look to my left right now, when I'm recording, I'm in mid crib building mode for a new baby. So
all I see is a the chip guy from the what the hell's that guy's name?
Mr. P.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. P. Right here. Bam.
What is that?
It's so have you ever Hot Ones, the
yeah
show or yep. YouTube? So we partnered with Hot Ones, we as in Kellogg's, now Kellanova, but in Pringles more specifically. For people that don't know, I'm like holding this case of Mr. P head, which everybody knows Mr. P. You may not know the name. It's the Pringles like character with the mustache. It's like a fire type, makes it look really spicy. But if you look at it, it's, and I can take this out for you, Dustin, because you're the only one that can see it right now, unless we post the video. It's like a little tiny can.
Oh.
I remember when the one chip one challenge chip. Was
so, yeah, so it's like a so, one chip challenge.
Yeah, so this was like the end of Hot Ones.
That's
like
cool.
Instead of doing that, it was like people would take a bite of this, and it actually is like super spicy.
Oh, so, have you had it?
Yeah, because I got one that was more of the like it didn't have all the graphics and everything. I just kept
it
just to have on the desk. Yeah, but it's funny because like all of the like directions on it were like, make sure you wear gloves, make sure you have water, and like don't touch your eyes after, because there's all, you know, we're obviously like a big corporation, so they need to make sure all the legal language
right,
is like
right
in, you know, in line and followed by. So it was just funny.
Connor touched his eyes immediately after touching the chip.
Yeah, sue the company.
Right. So real, I honestly, for some reason, I thought the Wings were playing tonight. I'm literally looking, I'm like, they don't even play tonight.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
What? So TNT, Wednesday night hockey on TNT against the Rangers. The one downside is that a couple downsides, but Larkin's not playing.
Yep.
Which is unfortunate, but Bergen's coming up, already been called up. And then Wallman's back in the lineup. Sounds like, which, or he was skating today. I think he's back in the lineup. So that was good.
Do we think Kaner makes it through physicals to skate on Wednesday, or is that pretty unlikely?
I think it's so unlikely because, like, how I don't understand how let's put it this way. If he is a player that wants to get out there and play, he's not a guy that can go like, okay, I'm just going to work really hard. I'm going to get in the corners. I'm going to get in the gray areas and just like muck it up and just get my legs under me. He's a guy where, okay, I need to get my power play time, want to be a little bit more finesse, want to understand where, like, he's got such great vision and hockey IQ. He needs to be on the power play. Like, he probably gets, you know, 5 minutes a game on the power play, right? Like, just averaged out throughout his career. And that's where he's getting a lot of points. And for him, he wouldn't even be able to be on the, like, he wouldn't know the break-in. He wouldn't know where to be unless he's just all over it. So I think that's a huge stretch. I don't know if they'd even want him to be. And if he was, I can't imagine he's getting more than a couple minutes. And so, like, even if he did, I can't imagine he would do that.
Do we think he's been skating this entire time? Like how does that look? Do you think he's been practicing, or like, because I know he's coming off surgery, right? I mean, not coming off surgery, but had surgery in the summer. So has he been skating this whole entire time? Has he been, go ahead.
Yeah, no, like the hip resurfacing, certain, like a new surgery. So he has been skating for a while now. Like we've seen, I don't know if you have, but there were some videos coming out months ago of him on the ice, looked fantastic. That was kind of when a lot of the chatter started to build up, like, oh, Kane's like making progress. I wonder when he's going to get picked up or who he's going to sign with, blah, blah, blah. I just go to there for any team in the NHL, specifically Yzerman, who is usually cautious and calculated and not like doing moves with his heart. He's more doing moves with his head and is like, okay, what makes sense? He would have had to have been fully up and down, completed medical physical and passed, obviously. And then also probably did a workout with the team, or not with the team, a workout on ice for people to see, whether that was multiple GMs, whether that was only Yzerman, whether that was in Detroit, somewhere else, flown to him private, whatever. You don't make that commitment, probably. You probably don't make that commitment to him. Just the noise around the name of Patrick Kane, you don't do that and bring him to the team unless you feel confident that he feels like he is at his 100%, like his Patrick Kane 35-year-old 100%.
You know, we're talking about him. He signed a one-year deal with the Wings at $2.75 million, which I think is a great deal for the Red Wings. You can say it's not a good deal for Kane, but I think it's a great deal for Kane coming off a hip resurfacing surgery. Gives him the opportunity to prove himself. I'm hoping that he does, and we kind of sign him up next year, maybe for 1 or 2 years afterwards. We'll kind of see 35.
He doesn't need the money. Yeah. I mean, this is a fantastic deal all around. Like, yeah. I think it's better for the Wings than it is for Kane. I'm the biggest takeaway that I have for this as a Red Wings fan, and I think a lot of Red Wings fans should feel like this, is that we've had multiple free agents want to come play for the Wings now, and not even just like, okay, quality, there's a couple free agents, big name. Patrick Kane can go play in Florida, live out his retirement days, probably making a lot more tax-free, playing for a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Yep. And he picked the Red Wings, who are playing really well right now. I mean, they've been hot and cold, but right now they're playing really well. They're in a great spot. And
I was talking shit last time we're on the air. That's why.
Yeah, seriously. But so he picks the Wings. I mean, that's just cool. And then to get him at, the money doesn't even matter because it's a 1-year deal. So you have a ton of cap space.
And the Wings have deep pockets right now. So, I mean, they can assign him for like, what they want it to, honestly.
Yeah. And then it just drops off the books at the end of the year. He's basically, it's funny because there's a Barstool guy. His name's Glennie Balls. And like last year, and he's a huge Rangers fan. And there's live streams when he was on the Rangers and people were kind of like, oh, you got, you know, Patrick Kane, like you got him on your team and he's not going to do anything. And he was saying, it's a free Patrick Kane. Like, are you not going to want a free Patrick Kane? Like, that's essentially what Patrick Kane is to us. Like, he's a free Patrick Kane. Like, there was no money involved. Like, yeah, we're paying him, but it drops off the books and we're not going to use all of our salary cap right now. Like, there was no thing that we would do to hit the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you'd be dumb. Hey, I want to come play for you. No, we're not interested in you. Like, that'd be the dumbest move for Yzerman to play, especially when, like, to your point, he had many opportunities to play at pretty much any team he wanted to. A lot of teams would sign him up pretty quickly.
For sure. And to play, like, he could have gone home to play for Buffalo. He could have, like I said, gone to Florida, played for a team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Go back to Chicago.
We can get into that too. But yeah, he could have gone to all these places. I think DeBrincat and him, it's a known fact that they're really good friends. So I do think that was a huge factor. If DeBrincat wasn't on the team, we don't.
That's what I was gonna say. Do you think that was a big pulling factor for Kane? Like, hey, let me go play with my buddy who I enjoyed playing with in Chicago. I guarantee he's kind of bummed when he left Chicago. So it's one of those opportunities. Yeah. Like, hey, I played on that line before. Real quick before I forget, someone, I don't know if this has been said, but someone brought up in a chat I was in, the Captain American line, a Captain America line. Cat, Larkin, and Kane would be an interesting line to see.
Yeah, no, I think, and that's the best American line in the NHL, right? Like, it's not even really I don't have anything to compare it to. I'd have to go through the list of other American lines, but I can't think of any. So that's the best American line. I'm just going to live by that. I don't think
so, people
would argue that.
And so someone's trying to say that they can see Kane playing with Kane, Larkin, and I want to say Confer maybe? Why does that sound? I don't know why that sounds familiar, but something like that. And I was making the argument. I don't see them moving Larkin down to second line. That's not going to happen. And B, it's like either like I don't know. I just see either intermixing kind of how it's been recently, right? Kind of moving lines around, moving pieces around to different areas. Not, I wouldn't say we really have a solid first line right now. I think it's kind of.
Okay, it's like trying to find its identity. Larkin's playing really well, but would like, the Brinkett's got a. I don't know why they moved. I'm okay. We talked about it during one of the games, and we were both at. I'm okay with the line changes. I don't know if I'd move to Brinkett as much, and maybe this is just recency bias and like knowing that he wanted to be playing first line power play, first line minutes, and everything like that. He seems like he's.
I'll say in a reasoning why he wanted to come to Detroit, I feel like, is to have that opportunity.
Right. And like, he's still getting definitely more opportunities. Like, he hasn't dropped off at all, really. I don't know. I'd like to see him. It's hard because the power play is doing so well. I mean,
12 goals, eight assists. He's got a point per game right now.
Yeah. So like, he's doing great. And maybe that's all that matters to him, is that, hey, you know, team success. I'm playing well. I'm getting mine. The team is deep enough, especially, you know, now, but there's almost no way that you can't have Kane and DeBrincat on the line. And there's almost no way that you can have a different center than Larkin on that line. So I don't know how the line isn't Larkin, Kane, and DeBrincat. And then all that does, and maybe Raymond's upset, maybe not upset, but just like, ah, shit, that sucks. But like at the same time, the second line looks really good now.
So on that note, it brings me back to when we had Carter on, right? And talking about, you know, having those players on there to kind of drive you to be a better player, essentially. So like, if anything, Raymond should look at that and be like, oh shit, okay. So you're trying to, like, he should think it's his role to get taken from, almost. Like, you know, mm-hmm. granted, he probably will get replaced by Kane. I mean, it's kind of inevitable. But on that note, though, I feel like it should kind of drive him to be a better player, because he should, you know, want to essentially take that role back, if you will.
Yeah. And one, it's a little bit difficult, too, because Raymond's good enough where he can make these changes himself. I think that he's going to really see, or us as fans are really seeing, the power of Larkin, too. Mm-hmm. Like how much Larkin brings to his wingers,
and how when he's actually playing a center position and not having to score, and like actually be able to set up plays and stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like he can, so Raymond's going to have to take a little bit more of that like ownership role in that second line, but he's going to be playing against players that are second and third line mm-hmm. players on the opposing team. So I look at it, just like you mentioned, as an opportunity that he's maybe going to be playing against guys that he's better than, and he's going to get more scoring opportunities. But at the end of the day, it's kind of like Vegas. They won with four really good lines that they could put out at any time in the game. There wasn't the first line versus the fourth line. There was not a crazy game minute differential. And the only thing that made it like a big minute where it was like, oh wow, this guy's getting 22 minutes versus like a fourth line player getting like 14, is that the first line players are just getting that power play time.
Yep.
And even penalty kill time at that point. But if you're looking at 5-on-5, they were just rolling four lines. And I think that the Wings, especially now with Kane, because it's just another guy that was playing that was on the first line that goes to second line. Second line guy goes to the third line. Third line guys, to the fourth, like that's just really, really good to get deeper and deeper.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's the first time we actually had the opportunity to kind of get deeper in the forward role. We've talked about it numerous times at the games. You know, Petrie, I think, at first I was kind of okay with the signing, and now I'm kind of like haphazard about it. I feel like at times he's a liability out there. And other times he plays moderately okay. It's kind of, I don't know. I feel like there's less upside to having him on the ice, in my opinion. I feel like we could slot in either a different defenseman or another forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if moving forward, the problem is that the team has done really well when we have 11 and seven, so 11 forward, 7D, which makes it difficult as a coach to be like, gosh, I want to go to, you know, 12 and six, but we've been playing better with 11 and seven. But it'd be nice to take him out of the lineup and healthy scratch him a few times and have a better forward depth. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. He's probably playing worse than my expectations were. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect him. I basically expected him to not stand out, and he doesn't really do anything, but he's standing out only for negative things and not really anything for positive.
Yep. And that's my thing too. Right. And we talked about it. Sider, I feel like he's been getting a little bit hot headed with some of the penalties he's been taking. You know, granted, he's got to stick up for himself and not get bullied on the ice, but I feel like he's been taking a lot more penalties as of late. Right now with 22 penalty minutes, only person ahead of him on the team is our fearless captain Larkin.
Yeah.
who seems to love, dude, he's always in the penalty box. Like,
doesn't he have a 10 minute though? Or like
which doesn't really count. Like, I feel like it's kind of hard to weigh those out when he has 10 minutes on that 29. Right.
Yeah. So that's tough. But, for Sider, I mean, the biggest thing for him is that if he's going to the box,
he's got to take someone with him.
He has to take not only someone with him, he has to know his worth. And if you're going to the box, you have to take like another first or second line guy.
Yeah. Or like a,
or just like a Matthews like a Chuck or like, yes. Yeah, somebody of that caliber where, okay.
Jesus, well, did you see that freaking, Ottawa Florida game?
Oh yeah. I saw it last night. All that
Jesus Christ
and everything. Yeah,
shit was going down last night.
Yeah, that was absolutely crazy.
Real quick, when they got those misconducts, I only caught like the after. When they got those misconducts, were those game misconducts? So they were removed from the game. So those they were lost five players on both sides.
Yeah, because it was all, I think they were, weren't they all game misconducts?
Yeah, they're the 10 minute. That's all 10 minutes are games, right?
That's what I thought. Well, I thought no, too. Because you can have a 2 and a 10, and like, wouldn't you come out after the 10? I don't know the new rule. I didn't watch the rest of the game.
But the reason I'm asking is because they showed a picture of the bench and there's like five people on the bench. So I was thinking, if that's the case, like being down five players, that's a lot of players. That's a whole freaking
line. That's a lot of players. Yeah, for sure.
Like you're gassed after that.
You're playing beer league hockey at that point.
Was that the Kachuk's grandma they showed a picture of? That was just like mortified, or is it just some random lady? Did you see that picture? Is it some old lady and she's just like mortified? She's like, oh my God, what the hell is this? welcome to hockey.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm jumping all over the place. Kane signing. Did you see, speaking of the Blackhawks earlier, Corey Perry is the Blackhawks put his contract up to be
terminated
due to inappropriate behavior. At first, he was on.
Was it inappropriate behavior that just came out? Because I thought it was.
Hold on. Did you see that? So, jokes aside, there's one. I'm not going to say it. Yeah, unacceptable conduct.
That can mean a lot of different things. I'm not going to speculate, but I'm really surprised that the Blackhawks.
This is unrelated to, unrelated to Bedard's mom. Just FYI.
Did it say that finally?
Yeah. TMZ came out and said Blackhawks GM Corey Perry getting cut, unrelated to Bedard's mom.
Okay. Well, they needed like an actual news press release because they were just let not only rumors swirl about a player, but like their entire future player and their future captain, Bedard. So they needed to nip that one quick, which they did not.
Did anything come out?
No.
So nothing's came out other than it's not Bedard's mom. That's it.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow. Good. In typical Blackhawk fashion, I'm sorry, but like they have the worst press. Like when you think about the scandal they went through, what was that, 2 years ago?
Their PR team.
Yeah. Just like, God, like,
yeah, they can't get out of their own way.
Yeah. There's something else, but yeah, I didn't need to mention that. That's about the only two big things. The Minnesota Wild fired their coach.
Yeah. That's not a big thing.
No, not at all. When is San Jose firing their coach?
What's the point? You hire somebody that can't do anything with that roster. I mean,
is you think that's what the majority of it is? The roster is just trash. I mean, I agree. Yeah. It's horrible, but
yeah. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. There's nothing. It's just a dumpster fire. Just let it burn.
It's almost like remember when we had some like of the worst teams ever with Blasho. Like, how do you even, you bring some other guy in?
Well, we talked about that, right? Like, yeah, we talked about that. Like, oh, let's get a new coach. It's like, for what?
Yeah, he was basically like a sacrificial lamb. Like, okay, get the team back into a period where a new coach that was better can take it over and can actually build something. But like, thanks for all your work during like the worst years ever. Here's where this other coach. And speaking of coach, really quick on the other Blackhawks thing, what was cool to see is that it came out that that Kane was really impressed with Lalonde's like X's nose and his hockey IQ. So if anything, another thing for Red Wings fans, we've talked a lot about Kane. Obviously, that's the big news. I want to make it clear, I don't think Kane's going to be like a crazy superstar. I think it's a nice addition to like specifically the power play and some scoring depth, which we've needed last year. This year it's been better.
Do you think it gives us a boost to actually put us actually in that like wild card contention spot?
Yeah. I mean, we're right there. So like any tiny little boost is a boost technically to be in that wild card spot. We're above that spot right now, if I'm not mistaken, but I don't think that we're going to stay there. So anything to just keep on treading water till the end of the season, being up in that spot is
wild card spot.
Yeah.
No, we're not a wild card spot. We're third in the Atlantic. We don't need a wild card.
I saw that today. So I was like, we're not there.
We don't need a wild card.
But I do think that's where we'll end up. So yes, anything that like gives you a little bit of boost throughout the year to like keep up. Yeah. You're going to slowly move spots back and back and back, but the key is to not do that quickly. And then, hopefully anything is better. So Kane provides that little boost.
So real quick, looking at the standings, you know who's surprising me is the damn Bruins. I thought they're going to be. I didn't think they're going to be horrible, but I didn't think they're going to be as good as they were.
Yeah,
I'm just being dead ass honest. Like, yeah, I didn't think they'd be as good as they were.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, they've been playing. I thought they'd still be like really good. So it's hard. I'll wait to see. Like, reserve judgment till the end of the year. So far, mm-hmm. they're definitely above my expectations. Yeah, they're playing really well. At some point, it's going to come crashing down, and they're going to be the Blackhawks. And they're going to be the Red Wings.
Well, the Blackhawks got freaking. Well, no, because the Blackhawks is freaking literally got Bedard. It's like, oh, here you go. Here's Bedard. You can skip 2-3 years of your rebuild and just start there. It's like, no.
That's true, but they still look god awful, which is great.
Oh,
I was a little worried that people were going to come. They're going to skip like 5 years of the rebuild. I'm like, no. You still need like 2-3 years of being like dog shit before I'll allow you out of the basement.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. That's the one thing I was worried about. I was like, they get freaking Bedard and then they try to make some signings in the offseason. I'm like, I swear if they're a good team, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah,
like, you guys had enough of your freaking winning in the 2000s. You can cool it for a minute and enjoy freaking some shit hockey.
Yeah.
So do you have anything else other than Patrick Kane?
No, Sprong. He's going to be 88. Sprong said that he was giving up the jersey.
So let's speculate. What is Spronger going to get? You said a Rolex earlier in the chat. You think that's pretty...
I just feel like that's a pretty common gift. So maybe it's so too cheap, common. Though. What?
That's cheap. That's like, dude, like when I was thinking, when you said that to me, I was like, a Rolex is someone that just signed a $2.7 million contract and made, I don't even know how much he's made in his whole entire career, but like, that's like giving someone like a $100 bottle of wine.
No, what? You're not buying a $3,000 Rolex.
What are you buying? Like a $20,000 Rolex?
Maybe like a Rolex is just like a term of a nice watch, but like,
oh my God, he's made $129 million. Yeah. He's fine. Hey, Kane, I want a Rolex too.
But what I'm saying is that I'm just saying like maybe like a nice watch doesn't. Rolex is just what people think of when they say.
No,
nice
I know what you mean.
But like Rolex can be, but that can be up to a $75,000 watch.
Is that kind of like more. What people do though? Like, hey, you know, I'm taking the number that you're wearing. Here's a gift. You know, have a good day.
Yeah, and it might be. Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah,
for sure. So I mean, but typically it's something like a jewelry or like
a jet ski.
I guess, but it's usually that retirement gift,
or 1,000 games. What gets me is like, I swear to God, they gave someone jet skis in Michigan. Yeah, I was like,
yeah, oh, no, I don't. They didn't do it in Michigan. I don't think they got.
I swear, or something. It was in some state though, where I was just like, really, a jet ski? Like, there's not even any water near them. Like, I was watching it one day. I was like, this makes no sense. But I don't know.
There's water in Michigan.
Yeah, there's water in Michigan, but you can only use it 2 months of the year, you asshole.
Well, all these guys have unlimited money. You don't think
that's true.
Warm or have someplace warm that they could store it, or at least just store it somewhere until it's warm in Michigan.
That's true. I'm going to Pinehurst tomorrow, so that's exciting. That's the
nice
that's, on hockey news. Not playing Pinehurst, but I'm playing Tobacco Road, which is a pretty common course or a pretty known course, I guess, would be the word I'm looking for. So that'd be exciting. Cool. I'm trying to schedule this. Yeah, so we got Rangers this week. We got the Blackhawks. And then we have the Habs on Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be nice to win all three.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be nice to win all three. I don't see... Oh, real quick. So Alex Lyon. So earlier, last episode, I was talking shit like I usually do.
And we backed him up.
Hot takes. But no, he looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I told you that. You did say that.
And I was like, I don't know. So Alex DeBrincat, I haven't seen you get a hat trick this anytime recently.
There you go. Yep.
So, hopefully we get three wins. That's going to make our record pretty good. Moving into December, I'd like to see us keep that above 500. Right now, we're at about 62%, I think. Somewhere around there. So let's keep that win percentage high. I can't wait to see Kane. Let's set a date. When do we think Kane's going to be in the lineup? Do you think it's going to be this week or next week or what?
Well, I think it could be this. I think do you bring him back for Chicago?
That's what I was thinking. That's huge. Take him to Chicago.
Like, it's kind of like writing's on the wall. You almost have to.
Right?
Like, I don't know. I feel like you do it.
All right.
At Chicago?
No. It's home.
Okay. Yeah. No, that'd be awesome. It'd be better if it was at Chicago.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right. So you're saying Chicago. I'm going to say, let's see here. Today, Tuesday. You know, that's pretty believable. Not because he probably didn't travel with the team. I'm just going to play, you know, opposite and say Saturday. He'll be skating away. He'll travel with the teams to the Habs and play there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's really, really tough to make an assessment here without knowing his, like, workout schedule. Or like,
I know, I have no idea. For all I know, he could be sitting there fucking with his shoes still on and not.
Yeah, for all we know, he could literally talk to Yzerman when he signed, like, hey, I'll sign here, but I need, like, 4 weeks to get back in. That's a little long, but you know what I mean? Like, he could have called his day.
Yeah. I'll start skating on after playoffs. Christmas. I'm trying to wait until, you know, Christmas is over and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got. So let's get the fuck out of here and we'll see you next week.
All right. Peace.